In a few minutes, Geshe Sangpo will be coming in to give our teachings. And when he does, if you've never been here before, please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see him prostrating, and you'll see some of us prostrate. If you are uncomfortable doing so, you're very welcome to remain standing. That's perfectly fine. It's just a practice that we do. We'll be saying some prayers in the Gold Prayer Book. If you don't have a Gold Prayer Book, but have a white binder, it's just the first page that says Kadampa Center Prayers. And I'll give you the page numbers. It's page 183 is the first one. Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. And if you have cell phones, if you please turn them off or put them on mute so not disturb the teachings. Geshe Sangpo usually doesn't invite people's comments or questions. It's been a while since he's taught, but if he does, if you please wait for the handheld mic and then speak to, you know, put your mouth really close to the mouthpiece and speak very clearly because the microphone won't pick up. But you don't have to worry because the camera is pointed right here on the throne. They can't see you. But this session is being recorded, and people do listen to it. They stream it, so they see it live, and they also go back and listen to the recordings, and sometimes even, you know, transcribe the recording. I do that a lot. So if we can't hear the question or the comment, then it sort of, you know, just kind of makes it more difficult for the people who are listening. Children are welcome to come to the front. I guess they are all here so far. Geshe-la has, in case you didn't know this, the stoop out here outside with all the beautiful carvings, the white structure out there, is full of Dharmakaya relics, which are primary relics, and they're a great source of purification, accumulation of merit. So if you circumambulate it even one time clockwise, it's extremely beneficial. And also to spin the prayer wheels, there's some outside and there's some coming into the Gampa. There are three of them right out there. And when you spin the prayer wheel just one time, then you get the merit of saying all the mantras that are in the prayer wheel just one time. So it's a lot of help. let's see. Is there anything else that we need to say? I think the kitchen is closed at this time, so if you need to have a drink, please get it from the Kadamba Cafe right here. There's water, and you're welcome to bring them in to the Gampa. Okay, I think that's it. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 183. 183. And we'll recite Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. It's in between the two lines. If you're if you have the white binder, it's probably the first around the top of the page. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye soha taya ta omune mune maha munaye page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll chant the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37, and we'll chant the four measurables chanting version toward the bottom of the page. And if you have the white binder, it's the Tibetan words at the music notes. Sen Chen Tham chant Chen Rasik's mantra 8 times. It's below the four measurables, and Chen Rasik is the Buddha of compassion. And then after that, Green Tara's mantra 7 times, and Green Tara is the enlightened deity of enlightened activities. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Sare Tu Sare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Well, thank you for coming. It's a nice day out. It might have been fun to just stay outside, right? No, I don't need that. Anybody need this?
No. No, me.
Well, I guess too much competition. There we go. Sorry. Bad choice. Bad choice on my part. Okay, so.
Can you read me a story?
I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to tell it. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to have to think of the pictures in your mind, okay? Now, okay, so... Well, there's no bad guy, well, in this story, okay? But there's some problems. So, a long time ago, before there were highways or roads, when people wanted to get from one place to the other, there would be caravans. And so there would be lots of carts and bullocks, and they would be, and there would be a leader of the caravan taking his goods to market. But people, other people would go along because the safest way to travel was in a group. So there was this big caravan, and they were crossing. They were going to another country. But in the journey, they came to this terrible desert. I mean, this desert was so hot that during the day, the camels, who have very, very tough feet, and bullocks, who have hooves, they couldn't even walk on this sand because it was so hot. So the way people got across this desert is they would travel at night. Well, traveling at night, it's hard to see where you're going. So the leader of the caravan hired a desert guide who could steer by the stars and get everybody across the desert safely. So they would travel at night and rest during the day. They started out across the desert. They'd been going for 2 days, and it came to the last night of travel, the third night, and they had dinner. They got all the animals ready, and they started out across the desert. So the guide, the desert guide, was in the lead cart. And when he realized that they were really close to being on the other side, he kind of relaxed. I'm almost there. Well, he'd also eaten too much for dinner, so when he relaxed, he fell asleep. Well, bullocks and camels are not very good at finding their way by the stars. So what happened is the bullock started kind of walking this way. What happens when you keep walking one way? You end up going in a circle, right? So by morning, they ended up, when it was daylight, they were in where they started the night before. Well, they're almost out of water. Well, people went, oh, we're in so much trouble. We're going to die. This is terrible. How are we going to get across the desert? We don't have any water. They were, and the guide is just kind of like this, you know. He wanted to disappear. And the leader is thinking, and of course they're blaming the people, saying, you know what happens when things go wrong? The first thing you want to do is say, it's her fault. Right? It's her fault, right? And the leader is thinking, what am I going to do? I'm responsible for these people. I'm responsible for these animals. I have to make sure everybody is going to be okay. And I can't give up. So he's walking back and forth, thinking, and everybody's like yelling, we're going to die. And he's walking, he's concentrating, and he notices a little clump of green grass. Well, does grass grow in the middle of a hot, hot desert? No. And he thinks, So he called some of the people, the young people on the caravan that were really strong, and he said, you need to dig here. And they dug and they dug and they dug, and they came to a big rock. And of course, they, oh, no, we're doomed. You made us do all this work, and now there's no water, and we're going to die. And he said, so he got down into the hole, and he put his ear next to the rock. And what did he hear? He heard flowing water underneath the rock. So he asked one of the strongest young men, gave him a hammer and said, hit that rock. Well, he hit the rock broke, and all of this water gushed up. Well, people were really happy. They drank their fill, they took care of the animals, they ate, and before they left that site, they marked it so other people crossing the desert would be able to find this spring. And so this leader didn't panic. He didn't blame anybody. He said, I must find a solution. And so they got to their destination. But they were eating dinner. There's one last thing. They were eating dinner, and the desert guide reached for a second helping. You know, when you want more, it tastes really good and you want more. And the people in the caravan said, no. You ate too much last time and fell asleep. You can't have a second helping. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. End of the story.
That's your friend. I'm not sure. Why did she make this? of people.
What? What was hurt?
In the TV.
On the TV?
When the humans eat of people, they will die.
Wow. That is correct, son. If the T-Rex were to eat people, they would die.
Okay. I don't have any T-Rex stories, and I don't know if the Buddha, well, there must have been, there was an enlightened being when the T-Rex was around, but I'm not sure which creature it was. If I can find that out, I'll tell a T-Rex story, okay?
T-Rex.
Time to go to your classes, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We still do introduce each other.
Oh.
Okay. Please take. You leave? Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. My name is Geshe Sampo. I was born in Tibet. Mm-hmm. I grew up in India. Now I'm here. Okay. Okay. Oh,
Dog is your son, dear,
Okay, the Lama Tsongkhapa se Kana lente Senpa Tsongye la Senpa Tsong na Sado Loyo San Senpa Nye na Sado Loyo Nye Tongche Senpa No La Ra Le Tes That means like you know positive or negative karma or actions depends on the motivation maybe intention the intention is good everything is becoming good. The intention is not good, everything is becoming negative. Therefore, everything is depends on intention, the Lama Tsongkhapa said. So I think this is true. We are Tibetan people saying, like, you know, it is better to sing a song with good heart than to say a prayer with a bad intention. Okay? Therefore, whenever we do practice or everything we do, we need set up our motivation. This is very, very important. Also, like, you know, whenever, like, you know, Geshe's, Lamas, Rinpoche's, whenever they teach Buddhists, they teach us how to set up motivation. That's very important. My experience, like, you know, whenever we go to travel, like, long destination, maybe like flight, like 20 hour on the flight, if you set up already motivation, okay, whatever, I have to go through the like 20 hour on the flight, then you set up, okay, maybe first few hour I do pray, then read the book, then watch the movie. Makes sense. Yeah. Then you go through the, when you fly, it's easy to like, finish the time. Then if you always think about, oh my gosh, I have to fly like, you know, 20 hours, like, then time is going, but your mind is still like, time is like, not going. When you look at the time, still, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, therefore, set up motivation is very, very important. Then, they have many ways to set up motivation. Like for example, like three people recite Tara mantra, maybe Mani mantra, whatever. First one may think benefit this life, okay. Second one free from suffering. The third one. Wants to all the mother sentient being free from suffering. Okay? There are three different motivation, like same, recite one mantra, but totally different benefit. Make sense? Oh, if you are not clear, please let me know. therefore, we always need a set of motivation for all the mother sentient being free from suffering. This is the best how to set up motivation. Okay, it's too difficult. Yeah, but whenever you wake up, and set up motivation like that. Today, I'm going to use all my energy for benefit of others. If I cannot help others, at least I'm not going to cause not harm. If every day you think about that, it make your day meaningful. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's really meaningful, like, you know, because why really the Buddha Dharma is forced on dependent origination and no violence conduct, right? Therefore, no violence is the idea that it is best to help others. And if you cannot help, at least cause no harm. Okay? Then also, violence can apply other and yourself. There is violence of like body and speech, things and virtues, right? Like for example, if somebody don't like somebody, then destroy like, you know, their things. And whenever they're doing like virtues, disturbing, those are all violence, right? Yeah.
Can you repeat your last sentence there?
I said, like, you know, the violence are yourself on myself. Mm-hmm. Because, like, sometimes, like, if I don't like somebody, then destroy their things. When they do virtues, like, for example, prayer and doing something good things, the God there disturbing, like, doing something, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's also violence.
So you destroy their things or disrupt them when they're trying to do something?
Yes, yes. That's also violence too. Violence is not only harm other people, also harm yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. The more you have the motivation to help others, the more you have mind of no violence. No violence is compassion in Asian. No violence comes from mind of compassion. Therefore, practice of compassion, bodhicitta, good hearts are very, very important. Right? I think last two weeks, always talk about Lama Zeva Rinpoche. Bodhicitta and compassion. That's the really like, you know, the Dharma. That's really Dharma. Therefore, like, you know, good heart is not based on religion. It, like, you know, foundation, the root of happiness. The good heart. This good heart is not based on religion. It is foundation, the root of happiness. Especially when we think that we are human society, we are depends on each other, right? Like my happiness, you, your happiness, your own me. Think about that. Like for example, whatever you have, like family, house, car, economy, everything depends for other people. The without other people, I don't think can do anything. Everything's come from other people. Does it make sense? Okay. Like, for example, someone stay remote area, like, maybe he and she has like good health, wealth, but without other people, I think it's difficult because like, you know, lonely, and sometimes you want to talk something, that the other anybody, therefore, it's too difficult, right? Therefore, I think other people are very important for all of us. Yeah, without others, we cannot achieve anything. Therefore, all of your advantages, benefit, and happiness of this life, everything you want, whatever you wish, you will achieve. All of this depends on others. Everything comes for others. Yeah. Without others, we cannot get whatever we want, right? Even ice cream. Yeah. Yeah. I think when we were young and everything we profit with good health, so on, we may have thought we can do everything ourselves. I think that is not reality. We all depend on other people. In our life, we need many friends to create our happiness. In our life, good friends are very important, our happiness. Like, for example, like, you know, all of us, sometimes like big, difficult situation, problem, and many things happen, right? Therefore, sometimes, if we tell somebody our difficult situation, make realize, right? Therefore, at least you need somebody trust you. But I don't know it's right to tell here or not. Like some, it's difficult to trust each other human to human. But the people who has difficult and suffering, then they don't trust people. Then they just tell their cats and the dogs. That's true. it's really sad, right? I don't know. Maybe like some people, it's really difficult to trust each other. Therefore, and whenever they have difficult situation and suffering, they just like, you know, tell the dogs and the cats. The other ones, like, you know, I don't know. Then, it's very, very important, like many of the good friends, that our life is very important. Then how can you make our good friends? Then your things cannot make good friend. Your money cannot buy good friends. Also, your power cannot use good friends. Okay? Then basis of your money, whenever your money runs out, the easy to say goodbye. Discount people. Then looking for people who has the money. I think that's the truth. Like, you know, when I was in my hometown, somebody invited me to lunch. Then me and my brother, and there one family part came late, very late. And their parents asked, why are you late? Then he said, when he went to the event, those father used to work for Chinese government, very powerful. He passed away, okay? During his life, people always around him. Now he passed away, they have some event. Nobody show up because their family is no power right now. Yeah. Therefore, if you make friend through the power, it's difficult. When we don't know, right? When we're going to lose our power. When you lose the power, then not anymore. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. when you have difficult situation, a friend who try to help you, stay with you, comes when you have urgent need. Mm-hmm. Okay? Those are really good friends. These people bring you happiness. Okay? That His Holiness Dalai Lama always said, trust each other, trust each other. A trust comes from good heart and honest, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you trust each other, trust bring good friends. The good friends bring good community. The good communities bring happiness. Okay? Therefore, basically, we have to practice good heart. Without good heart, it's difficult to trust each other. No trust, no good friend. No good friend, no good community. Then no happiness. Therefore, it's very important to practice good heart, then trust each other, make good friends, and good friends bring good communities bring happiness. Then we go more city, state, and country to the world peace. Otherwise, world peace is not going to drop from sky. We have to do something, right? Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of problem, physical problem, material problem, then economical problem, the weather problem. We have a lot of problem. The problem help each other. We need other people's help. Without other people's help, it's too difficult. Came to tornado, destroy everything, then other people came to help us. The otherwise is too difficult, right, without other people. Therefore, benefit other pages, bodhicitta, we do this not only for religious, but even just because it is good for human society, yeah. If you can develop bodhicitta, then anger, attachment, and jealous can be reduced. If developing the mind of compassion and bodhicitta and developing mind to benefit others, this kind mind leases anger, attachment, reduce. Yeah, it's difficult, very difficult. You do practice them again and again and again, 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 like my English. It will be good because people who come from my hometown, Eastern Tibet, they are really brave, easy to anger. But they are good heart. Whatever they have their mind, they said. Okay? But then we overcome to monastery, studying. Nowadays, at my monastery, most great teachers are from my hometown, the Eastern Tibet. Even Lama Zabar Muches, most teachers are come from Eastern Tibet. Lama Yishi, Geshe Tangri Rate, most he is great teacher are come from Eastern Tibet. Okay? I think therefore, if we do practice again and again, 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 bodhicitta, good heart, it's help us meaningful life. Therefore, it's very important. Mm. Yeah. Benefit other create cause and condition for, I don't know, this word is very difficult to me. Somebody say attractiveness, like good looking.
Attractiveness,
okay. And good health, wealth. Benefit other is the root of this positive condition. Then how do we benefit others? Maybe we talk about next week. Okay. Then, how about like, you know, when we say other, how is your feeling? Other. For me, whenever we say, if we think, whenever we say other, like three kind of the people come to our mind. Like some people close to you, your family, your friends. Then the second one is maybe people who you don't like, enemies. Maybe, I don't know. Then last one is like, you know, rest of the people, right? Yeah. Then I think whenever you think of, you say others, they have like three different feeling, okay? Attachment and angry or ignorance, okay? Whenever you like, you know, attachment, your friend, your family, and arise, like, you know, my family is the best, my friend is the most beautiful in the world, like something like this kind of mind, right? I think that's very good. But if you think about that, definitely you get suffering. Yeah. You get suffering because attachment always brings suffering. I think it's okay. I tell here, like, you know, one story. I have a very good friend in one Chinese guy. Most of you know the people who buy for Geshe-la and me house. Okay. He has one, he's Taiwanese. He has one niece, okay? Then she wants to kill herself. A long time ago, maybe 3 years ago. Then their parents give advice. She doesn't want to listen. Then her uncle called me, please can you talk to her? Like, you know, I met 2006. I went to visit their family in Malaysia. Then my friend said, please give advice. Then we talk each other first time through the Skype. Okay, through Skype. 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours. Then finally I knew what is her problem. Because her family is white. She is beautiful. Really beautiful. Then she always think that I'm the most beautiful in our college. Okay? She's very proud. Therefore, the other college student doesn't want to talk to her. Okay? That's the, her problem, main problem. Then I said her, you have to change your attitude, okay? Then she said, whenever I go to college, students doesn't want to talk to me. Then I said, you don't wait the other people smile to you. You must first you smile other people, they will smile definitely you. Therefore, you must humble. The humble bring your happiness. You change after a few weeks, check. It's going well, then a continuous change. Otherwise, you always think, oh, I don't have to like other people's help because I'm the most like, you know, white parents and I'm most beautiful. Then it's too difficult. Nowadays, she's very good. She studied in London. Yeah, because she changed her like attitude. Therefore, I think about that I'm the most beautiful in the world. It's wonderful. It's make you more suffering. Yeah. Day before yesterday, I saw on YouTube, like, you know, their dad teach the little girl, I'm the most tongue-toss, I'm the most beautiful. Yeah. I think maybe the Buddhist view is different, like, you know. Mm. It makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, how, like, you know, attachment bring, like, your attachment, your family, your friends, your, the good things, whenever you're attached, then anger is calm, anger. Hey, don't worry, I will take care, like, you know, protect you. It's basically not protect. Anger always cheat us. Always cheat us, anger. Whenever you're angry, like, you know, even though you are very tiny, when you're angry, your body is shaking, red, becoming red. Then, whatever you say, it's a wonderful word, red. It's not good word. Whenever you're angry, whatever you said, is terrible. The mostly who you will, you angry, you are close, like family, friends, right? Mostly, like, you know, around you, you angry for them. You don't have to reason to angry, like, you know, other people who you don't know. Therefore, we really have to careful, really be careful, because if you say something, then after the anger is gone, right? You regret, right? Then you imbalance, right? That means anger cheat you. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, we really, like, you know, practice good heart. If you practice the good heart, then I will tell later, okay? But if you believe, like, believe in a rebirth, it is good to do practice and help you change this negative state of mind. Okay? Like, for example, in this life, there could be an animal that was our mother in previous life. Okay? If you believe, like, you know, previous life. If you do not believe in previous life, even in this life, you can see that things are impermanent. A friend early in life can become an enemy later. That's Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, right? Yeah. It's therefore wrong to say someone is friend, someone is animal. Enemy? Enemy, yeah. Because life is impermanent, things change a lot. Things change a lot, then it's difficult to judge. If you think it is my enemy and about someone else is my friend, that is wrong. If you practice think about the impermanence of life, then I have reduced, like, you know, attachment and jealousy to friend and enemies, friend and enemies. From your enemy, friend, and stranger, if you check these people, it's hard to judge who will really benefit you. Sometimes close people kill each other, right? Sometimes enemy save each other's life, okay? Like, for example, my father's brother. Maybe 10 years ago, his best friend killed him. Yeah. It's big problem. very, very big problem because we are monk, okay? My father has five sons. Then, because he has one brother, somebody killed. Then he needs our support. We cannot because I'm monk. Then that time we have case address. I record like, you know, my father say very nicely for my side. I say, please don't fight back. If we don't know, you are going to win and lose. If you lose and happy, I cannot stay in monk's life. I tell him nicely. When he first listened the record, he threw it away. I heard from my mom's sister. Then my sister said, oh, you carefully listening. He said, if your son is going on, he cannot stand monk. Then long time ago, then he grabbed Kester, he cried like something like this. Then, yes, it's like, you know, his best friend. They have one motorcycle in China. They bought one motorcycle. Then his best friend sell the motorcycle without he knowing. Okay. Then after I don't know they drunk. Then he took the like you know two big truck. Then send my uncle the after him. Then he behinded he like you know the knife. The anyway killed in China. That's his best friend. Therefore, we cannot judge, like, you know, he's like enemy, he's like my best friend. Sometimes, like, you know, good friend killed the good friend. Yeah. We don't know what's going on. Okay. Okay. I'm going to, like, you know, tell another story, how revenge, like, I think Eastern Tibet, like, they have one monk, the teacher, he has few students. One of the students, brother, and one of the father, uncle, I don't know, somebody killed, okay? Then he's really angry, he wants to be revenge. Then he went to the visit the teacher. The teacher is monk. They said, the teacher, oh, I want to revenge my uncle or my brother. So the teacher said, oh, that's right. You must revenge. Okay? But before you revenge, you must buy heart the one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's book we call like Lorichembo. Yeah, how to say in English?
Lamrim
Chemba. That's a Tibetan.
Great treatise on the Enlightenment.
They have small scores, midi score, and a great score, right? The teacher say, okay, before you revenge, you have to purification. Therefore, somebody like, you know, do something, then after purification, somebody before the purification, then you must buy heart like small one. Then he did. After that, he changed his mind. He go back to teacher. No, I'm not going to revenge. I'm going to still studying like lowing. Then he did like, you know, the whole book he by heart. Then he is very educated. He become a geshi, very famous. Then people call him by heart Loren Chemu, revenge his father. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good story, right?
Yeah.
Like people who believe in previous life, many Kadamba masters saying, one, I think you all heard this one. One man eat the meat of this previous father. While he bones his baby, okay, on his lap, who was his previous enemy, okay? And his dog, who he scored, is his previous mother. Make sense? He eating meat. Then that's his previous father. Okay. Then he scored the dog. That's his previous mother. He take care of a very nice baby. That's previous his enemy. Yeah, therefore, we have to be very careful. Okay? Like this example, we cannot judge whether someone is friend or enemy. We need to think all the sentient beings are being equal because we do not know the past and the future, right? Like, in Buddhist, we talk about all other beings have been our mother. Think about the kindness of your mother in this life. But I heard many, like, you know, people say, oh, I hate mother. I hurt mother. It's really wrong. Really wrong. Like, you know, like, we don't talk about how mom carry you in stomach. Like, you know, she carry you 9 months stomach. She wants to eat something this and that. She all think about my baby. She try to don't eat, right? But when you was born, we were born, right? We one can cry. One can cry. If you are hungry, you cry. If you are cold, you are cry. If you are hot, you are cry. Then, if you are sick, you cry too. One you can do that. But mom take care everything, whatever you want. Not for one day. Day and day, year and year, moms take care of you. Therefore, mom is very, very important, very important. Then also, like, you know, if you become 3, 4, 5 years old, how difficult to take care. I don't have any experience before. Nowadays, my nephew here. It's too difficult, like, you know. Then the Tibetan people saying, parents is the first teacher. Teacher is first, the second parents. That means, like, parents are teacher and very kindness. Very, very kindness. Lama Rinpoche say, wow, 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 wow. It's really kindness, parents are. Then how to, they teach how to walk, how to talk. Everything they teach, right? We all most learn from parents. It's so funny, right? Parents talk to how to teach you how to talk, how to walk. Then after teenager, the parents say, don't go there, don't talk this. I'm just joking. Yeah, imagine all beings have offered this kind in past life. And even if we become a liberated enlightenment without others, like, you know, it's impossible, right? Yeah. Because we are practice white good heart, we want the happiness, don't want the suffering, right? Like, I travel in many different countries, okay? I met many, many different people. The first day, second day, they are looks good, wealth, like good health. Everyone is, like, you know, perfect. But then after 2 days, we talk to each other. Everybody has suffering. Everybody has. Not only ourselves. Everybody has different, like, they have something difficult situation. Then at this time I went to Tibet, then most, like, you know, sufferings come from, like, in Tibet are like village, they know each other, right? Most, like, times they remember what they did other people, okay? They never remember what other people did for you. That's more difficult, like, you know. Same, I think, here, like, you know, what you did your wife, your husband. But you never remember your husband and your the wife did good things. You don't remember. Therefore, mostly, Pablo, suffering, difficult. I think here, same. I don't know. That's come from selfish, right? Because we always think, like, you know, whatever you did, you remember. Other people did for you, don't remember. That's really not good, right? Then, yeah. The self also, yeah, the help other people is always bring happiness. The thinking selfish is not good. Not good at all. Always bring suffering. Like, many, like, you know, the master's teaching, like, include, like, you know, Guru Puja. Guru Puja say, Dunga Thamu Toyu Mdeji, Dela Noyu Chushe Mebana Dadu Jela Cheba Yeme. She is, Dunga Thamu means, Dunga means, like, suffering. Thamu means, slightest, tiny, like, all of us don't want tiny suffering, okay? We want to happiness, limited happiness. No limited, limited is huge, right?
Unlimited.
Okay, unlimited happiness. Then, do not come to him. There are two things, no contact made. No contact made. Yeah. Because all of us need huge happiness, don't want suffering like something like this. Therefore, the say, dunga thamu to me de shi de la no chu she me ban da do je la che ba ye me shi je de ga wo she ba shin je la they say, like, you know, I wants to happiness, don't want suffering. You and other is not different. Everybody wants the happiness, don't want suffering. Therefore, you rejoice and make other people be happy. It makes sense? I don't know. That's good translate or not. And also, like, you know, say another word, the Guru Puja say, Rani Chinsa Gupa Kuchu Go, Mano Chinsa Yete Kuchu Jo. Rani chinza means like selfish is draw of the all suffering. Mano chinza yete kujuji means mom is like take care of the mother sentient beings. Mano chinza yete kujuji. It's the foundation of the wise. Wisdom, maybe wisdom, I don't know how to say. Anyway, like, you know, therefore, also, like, you know, we say 35 pages Buddha songs, 37. I don't know, another textbook say, Dunga Mali Daden Dele Shu, Dunga Mali Batonje Da Dewan Debal Shus, like, all the sufferings come from you desire happiness, yourself. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore, if really we want to happiness, we need to do pages like good heart and bodhicitta. Okay? Then, if, yeah. Therefore, like Buddha Shakyamuni, he was wide family, and he has everything, good family, great parents, and he has beautiful wife, son. Then one day he went to the outside of his, like, kingdom. He saw some people are sickness, some people are getting old, some people are dying, bring in the, like, you know, cemetery. Then he asked each one of the these, Then, suffering for born, suffering for getting old, suffering for sickness, suffering for die. Okay. Then, even though he has like great parents, great family, he think those cannot get ultimate happiness. He go other way. We are going this way. He went to the other way, with the jungle, give up everything, change his mind. Fetis, bodhicitta, and good heart. Now everybody respect him. That time we was there, we still here. Because we are going to wrong way? I don't know, maybe. Yeah, something like that. Therefore, then every single day, please try to practice good heart and bodhicitta and help other people. It's very, very important. Very important for yourself. That His Holiness said, if you are suffering, practice compassion. The compassion. Think about compassion. If you are happy, think about the compassion. That like through this life, then your life becoming successful life. Okay. How about you want to discuss about this? Maybe a few minutes. We have time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a few guru. It doesn't matter. You used to Geshe-la what to do. I just Geshe-la's idea, right?
Yeah, he does it two different ways. Either we break into groups and then come back and...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Which one is best?
Probably don't have as much time to do that. Maybe
So I have kind of a question. I'm new to this. I've only been coming here a few months, and it makes perfect sense to love everybody and have compassion and always help others and not be selfish. But I can't help but think of the story of the guy, Kyle. There was a Marine or a Navy SEAL, and there was a movie that just came out about him not too long ago, but he had come back from the war, and then he was helping the other people that had war problems and traumas, and then he ended up getting killed by one of those guys who he was trying to help. So I'm sure he was happy doing this because he was trying to do the best with what the experience that he had, but then he got killed. So trying to help some people that are not good can get you in trouble, and trying to stay away from those people can also get you suffering. So how do you pick and choose? You're supposed to love everybody, but there are a lot of unhappy people out there, very dangerous people out there. So that is one of my struggles, is just really being open to the idea of loving everybody, because I have, you know, in my 43 years of life, experienced many people that I don't want to be around and don't want to help. A lot of people that I do want to be around and want to help, but just the idea of really being open to loving everybody is seems so far away to me right now.
I'd like to respond to that. I think that, of course, Geshe Sampo is encouraging us to practice great compassion, universal compassion for everyone. But as, you know, Geshe Sampo and Geshe-la have mentioned before, you have to also have wisdom. So, you know, of course, it's difficult to judge people, you know, especially in your different, a very dangerous situation where you're going into a country, a third world country, where there's warfare or terrorism, whatever, and you don't know if the next person, even a child, is going to kill you or not. But, you know, if you're doing that, I guess you're just doing that anyway, knowing the risks. And you don't want to take that risk, especially if you have a family, children, whatever, then maybe you could back off and think of a different way of practicing your compassion. You know, volunteering at the SPCA or whatever, and it could be, just as helpful. You know, so I think you have to balance, you know, compassion with wisdom.
I think for any of this to be successful, for you to be able to get anything out of it, and we do benefit by being kind and compassionate to others. We truly get the benefit from that, right? In order to be successful at that, first of all, you got to go into it with no expectations. We don't love so that hopefully someone will love us back. We don't have compassion so that someone will be compassionate to us. We do this because we recognize that, you know, that this person, whoever this person is, even this person that we see as our enemy, deserves our love and deserves our compassion. And we get there by this whole notion of equanimity, realizing that this person and myself are no different. We all want the same thing. We want to be happy. We want to be free of suffering. This person is acting the way this person is acting, not because he's just a, pardon my French, a butthole, right? You know, this person is acting this way because he's not skilled to act differently. I go into the prisons and I work with these guys. I have no expectations. I know that they're in there because they've done stuff. Some are in there because they were wrongly accused and convicted. But the majority of them in there, they've done stuff. That has no bearing on whether or not I love them. That has no bearing on whether I have compassion for them. That has no bearing on whether I'm going to go in and try to help them. You know. So I just remove all expectations. If I have expectations and I don't get what I want, I'm going to be unsatisfied. Right? And it's not going to be successful. I'm going to be unhappy. They're going to be unhappy. Right? So that's how I deal with it.
I appreciate your position on you know, prisoners and people who have done bad. Armed robbery, you know, medium-type crimes. But for somebody that goes in and murders like five people or something or a family like that, I think it would be almost impossible to put them on the same plane as us. I don't know how I would practice compassion for a person like that unless they were off their meds and something like that. I'm not sure.
I think in a situation like that, the compassion is not for, well, it is for the person in this life, because you realize that in order for somebody to do something like to kill five people, they must be suffering terribly. Their mind must be really, you know, in a bad place. And then the other thing is that you also have compassion for them because you know that they're going to suffer in the future as a result of it. And then the other piece of that is skillful means. If you're not able to behave towards that person in a way that, you know, reflects compassion, then you don't get into a situation where you're dealing with them. But the compassion springs from, not from the act, but from looking at, you know, how that person must have been suffering before they committed the act, and then how they're going to suffer as a result of it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what you said about there's people who you want to help and there's people who you don't want to help. And I think we all, or I experience that the people who act the way I think people should act and do things the way that I do them and things like that are much easier for me to reach out to and work with and help. And the people that I have a hard time with, I've noticed, are just people that don't act how I want them to act. And it's really not about me. So, you know, thinking about just in my day-to-day life, the person at work who's easy to work with versus the person at work who's not so easy for me to work with. It's really about me and just looking kind of at my own mind and just starting with, well, that's interesting. Why don't I want to help them? What is going on in my mind? And just starting there and kind of just noticing and slowing down and thinking about what thoughts are arising in my mind, as opposed to trying to figure out, are they worth helping? Are they a good enough person? You know, like that.
And what I've learned, when you're attracted to somebody, there's likes that they have, or how they act as a person is a reflection of what you like about yourself. But if there's somebody that you don't like, there might be things about them that you don't like about them, but you don't like about yourself too, that you need to work on. So, and then also just understanding their story, but like you said, with their backstory, you know, and their suffering. So maybe look at that as far as why don't you want to help them, or why, if you get in a room and you meet a stranger and you just don't understand why you don't like them or some energy about them, maybe learn why you don't like them, and it'll allow you to work on that about yourself too.
I wish Robina were here because she would have the perfect answer. But I think it's easy for people that are just starting to confuse loving compassion with loving everyone equally. And one of the things Robina would say is you have to protect yourself, and there's some people that you have to keep a distance from. And that's not the same thing as you know, as hating them. You're offering them loving compassion, but not letting them close enough to harm you. And I think that's where the wisdom comes in that Lama Lo was talking about.
Hey, this is an interesting topic, but it kind of goes back to what you were talking about earlier about the dog could have been your mother, or the baby that you're rocking could have been your enemy. And that really helps me to clarify things in my mind when I'm in sticky situations in my life and I'm encountering someone, whether it's someone who's really, really mean and nasty to me or someone who's really, really kind to me. Like, at some point in my lifetime, like, that person has been someone that's been either close to me or enemy, and that karma continues to be cyclical, so it continues to recycle itself. And, you know, there are stories and things like that I've heard that, you know, someone that may have harmed you, you may have harmed them in a past life. And that kind of helps me to kind of clarify things in my own mind when things are happening, and to have compassion for that other person. But also just through personal life experiences, I've been in like really, really bad places in my life where I've been really, really nasty to someone. And if that person wouldn't have actually helped me, like, who knows what would have happened for me. So it helps me to have compassion to other people. But, you know, anything that's an action basically playing out its karmic existence and things that I may have done in the past. And that really helps me to kind of understand why things are happening from an intellectual point of view and also a spiritual point of view. Thanks.
Great topic. I've learned to humble myself. I've learned to, instead of walking on a circle, like you mentioned, I'm walking 180 degrees the opposite direction, like to the forest. You have to learn that, oh yeah, okay. You have to kind of understand that whatever we've learned, whatever we see through our eyes, it's some way, somehow, the way they're teaching us, the way we've learned things, the way we tangibly understand and comprehend. But to achieve the happiness and compassion and wisdom and living the good life, you need to redo everything from scratch.
and start from zero. That's the way I see it. Thank you.
Hi. I think that, you know, when I first started my path here, these teachings are very inspiring, and they fire you up, and yeah, you want to go out and just, like, save the world, right? You want to make sure everyone's not hungry, everyone's happy. But then again, it's just come to me recently. I'm not a Buddha. So I probably, when I first started this path, set the bar very high. If I was a Buddha, yeah, I can help everybody. But now I've come back to earth a little bit and just realized that, you know, wisdom, like you said, is like knowing what to accept and what to discard. And, you know, I have a good friend at work, and we've been up and down. And now she's happy, and I've decided to part ways because she's happy now. And I realize if I want to go be friends with her again, it's kind of my self-centeredness on wanting her back in my life. I just got to learn to leave her be, you know. And it's, I can't help everyone. I'm not a Buddha. But what I can do is, like people saying, is that when there's toxic situations, it's separating myself, and that's compassion for me and them. And then there's people I can genuinely help. And as I keep going along this path, I'll learn to help more because the teachings will become better. And one day when I'm enlightened, I will help everybody. But I think these teachings for me, I know it's very easy to get all fired up and set the bar too high. And only Buddha can do that when we become a Buddha.
One of the things that I've come to find with this is that the one word that keeps coming back is attachment. And when we attach ourselves to an idea or a thought that people should act a certain way or an expectation that a situation could go away and it doesn't, then, of course, where do we go? Through suffering. And I guess really what I want to close this with is that when we have no expectations, we really do get the most happiness.
Okay, thank you very much for the comments. If you please turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. So I think it's probably on the back of the page. In the white binder, the dedication will be the dedication from Master Shanti Devas, Bodhikaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their illness. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Yeah, just a quick announcement. We have a visiting teacher coming in about a week and a half, Karuna Caton. He's been here before. He's going to be teaching on Wednesday night about taking compassion into our lives. On Thursday night, this is the 12th, the 13th, and the weekend. So on the Thursday night, he'll be teaching about how to use Dharma in parenting. And then over the weekend, he'll be doing a workshop on his book, The Misleading Mind. It should be very, really wonderful. And there are opportunities to get involved and help make that happen in volunteer capacities. We will especially need greeters just to help, greet people at the door and help them find their way if they're new. And also program assistants, which Carol does very ably on Sunday mornings. And you're just here being available to help the teacher if there's anything that comes up. And I can help if you don't know how to do any of those jobs, just come and see me. And I'm going to leave this sign-up sheet out in the lobby on a table so you can sign up. And then Joey has a couple of words, and then we have a special little announcement.
Thank you. I'm Joey, the facility manager for the Kadapa Center. At the end of this month, we're going to be doing Grounds Day, basically, and we're looking for volunteers to kind of help out with planting, a little bit of cleaning, and so forth on the outside. So if you're interested, come see me. That's pretty much it.
Saturday, October
29th? Oh, well, thank you. Yes, Saturday the 29th is the day that we're going to be doing it. My apologies. Oh, I'm just so forgetful. Yes, it starts at 9 o'clock and then runs to 12 and we'll have lunch. Probably most likely pizza or something like that. So, you know, come by. Anything else I forgot? Thank you.
Hi, we're from the teen program, and in the month of October, starting soon, we're going to be selling tie-dye t-shirts to raise money for the SPCA to buy stuff for their wish list, you know, like take care of animals. And yeah,
fun stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So we're asking for like any donations of white t-shirts,
tank tops, socks.
Yeah.
What?
Anything
hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Any. Oh, this is loud. Okay. sorry. Yeah, t-shirts, socks, and
tank tops
and bandanas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And money donations are also accepted.
Cash.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.